Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to get the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you some wonderful Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy tips for running in the cold.
Don't do it.
Yeah, that's, I know, your tip. You know, I just found this out about you. I had no idea that for you, even when it's cold, the one thing you can't have is anything around your ears.
Right.
How weird is that?
Ears and head.
Oh, you're not, the head too?
I don't know, you can't
wear a hat?
Never.
Wow. I never realized that. You're right. I never saw you wear a hat. You'd never wear a hat. Okay. So anyway, some of the things you need to do when you're running in the cold, first of all, check the temperature. Check the weather before you go outside.
And then
you need to know.
To me, 70 and below,
it's cold. Right. Because there's a difference between going out in the morning when it's 60 versus going out and running and it's 40. So
What's your low limit?
Well, here's the rule of thumb. First of all, what you need to know is if you walk out and you're a little chilled, that's a good thing for most people when I say that. Meaning if you're dressed and you're all toasty by the time you walk out the door, if you start to run, forget it. You're going to be sweating like a lunatic. Now, for me, I don't like being a little chilled.
So I
like being toasty when I walk out.
So
I'm like, you know what? I'll deal with a little bit more sweat because I don't like that first moment of being chilled. So, but that's the rule of thumb for most people.
And, so what temperature is that?
Well,
50, when don't you run?
When I don't run?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I
20?
I bring it in. Well, 17? It depends upon the time of the day. Like in the mornings?
Teens.
I bring it in the running now because I like to run it at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't like to run unless it's 60 degrees.
So you're running on a treadmill
now? I'm on a treadmill right now. But I run in the afternoons when it's a little warmer. I'm running outside. And it's the other thing is you want to layer up. Make sure you put on a couple of layers. The wicking material. You want to make sure your ears are covered. You have gloves on your hands. And, you know, I know you like the tights. Make sure the legs are covered a little bit, too. And here's a good tip for you, too, Lee. I do like a little preheat. If I'm going to go outside...
Do you use those heat things?
Those are good. Yeah, but those will heat you up, too. Those things will... That'll make you sweat a little bit quicker, too. What I like to do is I like to hop in the sauna. I like to go in a little sauna action before I go outside.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, I like to get a little... I like to get a little, you know, where I'm hot... And then I go outside and run the cold. The other thing, too, is with the weather changing, especially for the areas of the show where they're already getting ice and stuff, you want to shorten up your stride because you may have a balance issue, you may hit a patch of ice, and you may wipe out. So you really need to take short, choppy steps to keep you from doing that. And those are great tips for you now, Lee, to take advantage for the wintertime.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.